Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've gone down a rabbit hole, and it's going to continue for a while because we are going to figure out who's going to win NBA Most Improved Player. You may be saying, why? Why would you talk about that? Well, Jalen Brunson is a favorite, and he just went to the Knicks and signed a big deal. And we have started to figure out the formula just a little bit as to who wins this award. Technically, it was looking at Anthony Edwards now that Minnesota has Rudy Gobert. In case you missed it, Rudy Gobert traded from Utah to Minnesota today. So the Minnesota Timberwolves going all in, giving up a bunch of draft picks and players. But what matters the most is Rudy Gobert and 2 7-footers now in Minnesota. But Anthony Edwards is the guy on that team. He has the future to be an MVP sooner rather than later, which also makes you think, with him sitting now as the three-way tie as the favorite to win Most Improved Player, he may or may not fall into that category. As Ken and I kind of work through this, because yes, we are nerds for NBA postseason awards or end of season awards, and it just tends to take you down a rabbit hole. But there are ways to figure this thing out.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to recap for people that missed the last segment, very quickly, the type of player that we're looking for Most Improved, we're looking for a player probably who was drafted pretty highly, first rounder almost for sure, lottery pick preferred, who's kind of like a name player already, honestly, where you kind of think they might be something. And that's kind of a little subjective. But the objective criteria, you want somebody who is a starter, who's going to start basically like can't even start the season off the bench, even if you think they might start eventually. Starter on a winning team, so team that projects to finish above 500, who is in about their fourth season, and if you had to pick, you would prefer earlier rather than later, and who has a legitimate chance to improve all of their counting statistics. So that'd be points, rebounds, and assists. So like when you just apply those basic criteria, you can actually, I think, eliminate some of these guys. So the three favorites that we did in the last segment, just to kind of like get us to the next group. So we talked about Jalen Brunson and actually RJ Barrett, who's like fifth or sixth in the market, as, okay, well, if you don't think the Knicks are going to be that good, then you have to kick them immediately, especially at the price. Mm-hmm. If you think the Knicks are going to be pretty good over 500, it would actually be another way to bet Knicks win total over is just bet both of these two players. What are the prices on Brunson and Barrett, Nick?
Brunson's 14-1 and Barrett is 16-1. Barrett's tied with LaMelo Ball at 16-1.
So, I mean, you'd create a two player portfolio that probably pays like whatever, 550 or five or something. And you would, you know, that's obviously way more lucrative than betting the Knicks win total over. If they go over, like if the Knicks win total is like 38 and you like the over, probably means they're going to finish over 500. And if they're a little bit over 500, both of those players probably going to play for this award, which is pretty interesting. But for just betting them, I don't think the Knicks are going to finish over 500. I don't think Nick does either. So we're kicking both of them. Yeah, Onyeka Okongwu of the Hawks is like a totally different conversation. Cause like, what year is he in again, guys? This is where I need basketball reference for this. And I was going to look it up during the break. So
it should be his third, right?
I think he's like, he's going to be a guy where if you spin things correctly, he's in his third season. If you spin things correctly, it makes sense. It's just like, do you envision this player making the stat leap is almost like, so Collins gets traded hypothetically. He moves into a role on a winning team that's going to win a lot of regular season games and like emerges as basically their like front court scoring threat, basically. So like, and will gather a ton of rebounds. So like, okay, if that's true, that's like the spin that makes it seem like a good idea. He just doesn't strike me as a guy who's going to like emerge statistically that much. Also, like Trey is still such a high usage player on that team, and they have DeJounte Murray, obviously. Like, how many shots are available for Onyeka Okongwu this year? Like, can he improve that much to win? And the price too. Like, he's one of the favorites. So, like, yeah, he can win.
He'd be a guy at 50.
Yeah, he'd be a guy at 50 where you'd be like, oh, a couple bucks on Okongwu in case they trade Collins. Like, that's the flyer you would take on him. I can't imagine betting him at this price with all the kind of the questions.
You've got to put up big offensive numbers. You've got to show, like, we know that it's flashy, right? In the NBA MVP, you got to go out and you got to score points. Rookie of the year, we see, like, points matter. Though I just don't see between DeJounte Murray and Trey Young may average 30 points a game this year with Murray back there in the backcourt now. I mean, that could even just take him to the next level. I find it very difficult to think that Onyeka Okongwu is going to put up those types of numbers that are going to garner the votes at the end of the year that he needs. Look, he could average 10 points and 11 rebounds a game. He's not going to win with those numbers. It's just not going to be enough. If that, he can average a double-double like that. And it's just, it's not going to be enough for him to win the award. And I don't see him having enough contribution offensively to be right. able to get more than like 10, 11 points a game.
He also has to start. And if they don't trade Collins, then he mm-hmm. won't start, right? That would be my right. assumption.
Right.
Or it would always be in doubt that he would start. All right. Well, so I think that leads to the Anthony Edwards is the other favorite. Now, based on everything we've said, this puts just a highlighter giant circle around him as like
yes.
a very real contender for this award. Like yes. an insanely yep. real contender for this award.
Yep.
So year three, yep. but I'd rather be earlier than later. Now,
yep.
guys, give me his averages, points, rebounds, assists last year, Anthony Edwards. Just like, what does a realistic jump look like? Is there a jump that's even possible? Like, does the jump put him at 30 a game, which is never going to happen? Like, is that what the jump has? Because, like, remember, he has to improve enough to win most improved
right,
player.
Right.
Like, there has to be some room for improvement here. Is he already, like, kind of there, basically? Like, if he does the same thing again, he won't win. So last year he was 21, 4 assists, and 5 rebounds. I mean, like, he could go to 25.
What if he's
a game?
Getting 26?
That's like a totally
well, yeah, 25, yeah. 25, 26 a game. It's very much possible. I mean, he started to. I'd love to even see what
they just traded for a guy who doesn't shoot. So that's going to help. I mean, he was going to be on the court with him the entire
right.
time. Gobert's going to take zero shots. Like that's what they're going to trade Russell, like him of the offensive black hole mentality. So like they're just it seems like more shots are going to be available, right? I mean, it's him and Towns taking everything basically. Gobert doesn't shoot, so like. That actually probably improves his case because it increases the chance he increases his points per game. So I think that's like I think 21 actually gives him some room here. Yeah,
I think you almost
have to bet this. Like I'm actually talking myself into it on the. This is a great. What is he? 14.
He's 14 to 1. So keep in mind too.
That's
this is what I wanted
bet.
To look up. So against Minnesota in the playoffs in the first round, he averaged 25 points a game.
Memphis.
He put up 30 in the – against Memphis in the playoffs, he put up 25. He had 30 against the Clippers in their play-in game. He averaged 25 in the month of April, just 19 in March, and 16 in February, and, well, 23 then in January. So he actually had a dip for a while from 23 points a game in December, 23.5, to February was a tough shooting month for him. He only shot 37% from the field, 16.5 points, 19 in March. But then
the guy had never gone through
that year. Everything clicked. 25 in April, 30 points in their play-in game, and then 25 in the first round. So he could make a jump realistically from 21 to 25, 26 points a game. And given the high profile that he has, given the attention on the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're likely going to be better. There's a real chance there at 14-1 that he ends up winning most improved because it goes in line with so many of these other players. And like his role's not going to necessarily be increased. He's just going to, or at least like maybe he'll get a few more minutes or whatever the case is, but he's already kind of become the guy in Minnesota. So it's not like he got traded. It's not like Tracy McGrady winning it years ago where he goes to Orlando and then gets all the money in the world and all the point, like, his role just increased there. He got a better opportunity. This is a chance now for Anthony Edwards to just improve his game, period. And then you can say, well, yeah, he didn't go to a new team. It's not like somebody necessarily got traded that slotted him into the starting lineup. He just got better and continues to improve. So I look at Anthony Edwards as an absolutely strong bet at 14-1 to win most improved.
I can't believe he's not a huge favorite in this market. How does he have the same price as these other players? He makes so much more sense. He makes so than Onyeka Okongwu and Jalen Brunson, the point guard of the Knicks.
Like, so I at least understand Jalen Brunson
like
because
it's
the mindset here.
Yeah.
The only reason I understand Jalen Brunson there towards the top is because it's a change of teams and you saw the way that he played
usage.
In the playoffs. So you're banking on that. You're right. counting on that going over usage, having a bigger role. That's the whole point is he's not going to be a focal point of the offense as opposed to it's still Luka Doncic's team first. You're going to see him running the point more. He's going to actually be somebody that's going to have the ball in his hands more. So I get it. I don't necessarily think Jalen Brunson's going to win, but I understand why he's up there. Okongwu, you're waiting on like three other factors to happen, and I still don't see him putting up enough there, so I wouldn't go near that. Anthony Edwards so far makes the most sense out of that. And you're right, that if that price drops to like 7-1, you're going to miss out on this right now, because there is a good chance that that's going to change.
Right. How is his price going to go the opposite direction? Just him getting injured. That's the only thing that can happen. It's literally the only thing that can happen that would cause his price to go the opposite way. So yeah, I mean, that's possible. By the way, just an aside here, when I say something is a phenomenal bet, I'm aware that they award the bet like 9 months from now, and that's not a palatable thing for a lot of people. Like, books holding your money for a long time on this. So like, I understand this isn't some amazing get rich quick opportunity. I get that. I'm just saying, within the context of this market, that's a phenomenal bet. Like, just looking at the market and evaluating everyone, Edwards is so much of a better bet than these other two. And I can't believe his odds aren't shorter now, knowing everything we know about the award. It's like, I would find it impossible his odds don't drop before the end of the year, barring injury, basically. So, and the other thing is, and just another question, I'm just going to ask for stuff in the chat. Can somebody give me Brunson's averages last year? I would just be curious. And I'm not saying that there isn't room for it to improve.
16 points, 5 assists. That I know. It was 4.8 assists and 16.1 points.
Do they have to trade Randall for him to even be viable?
They also Randall have too many and lefties Barrett on their
are on
roster.
The team. I mean, it's just
how
insane.
How many teams have had three lefties in their starting lineup?
Yeah. But like, don't they? How many shots per game is Jalen Brunson taking with Randall and Barrett in the same starting lineup?
But do they want him 15, to be a little more maybe? Of a playmaker too? That's what I wonder. Yeah, like
how many assists did he average last year?
4.8. It wasn't a lot. So the question is, do they say, "Hey, we need you to be"? It's not nothing, but not for a starting point guard. You got to get more than that.
Sure. Oh, sure. I mean, so basically, like, okay, his points per game doesn't increase a lot, but he averages 8-9 assists a game, and they go over 500. That's like basically the case for him, and he's the New York City point guard. So like, it's
and that's the thing. So that's the big thing too, is because he's now playing in Madison Square Garden, you're gonna have the spotlight on him every single time. And if he lives up to the contract or comes close to living up to the expectations that are now placed on him because he signed a $100 million contract, then you're gonna see, okay, well, he's lived up to it. You're gonna get some votes that way too.
What? Let's do a couple more here. What do we have? 3 minutes left before the break, something like that. What's the next tier of player? Yeah. So Barrett, we did already. Him and Brunson, it's kind of a similar conversation. Like, you have to think the Knicks are going to be good, basically. Who's with Barrett?
But here we haven't even touched on this. It's LaMelo Ball. It's 16-1. The Hornets have it with Steve Clifford. If they're playing better defense, that's a team that their pace their was total? Unbelievable.
Ish. Give me a guess.
41.5, maybe.
With who? Around. With who on the team?
The Hornets almost made the playoffs last year.
Bridges isn't going to play next year.
Oh, that's true. There's the Bridges thing. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, let me take that back down. It's the Bridges situation
is like
a big loss.
Who's even on the roster still? It's like Ball, Rozier, like, somebody help me out here.
You're right. Without Bridges, I completely forgot about the Bridges thing. So, yeah, that may be, that may drop down to like 37, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be.
I think they might stink. They were James Booknight.
They were. Hey, James Booknight.
He'll be in the context for most improved in 2024. He'll win most improved.
He will, right?
I mean, LaMelo, like, great. So, they're awful, right? Aren't they awful? If anybody on the staff thinks they're not awful, someone tell me right now, because they seem like they're awful.
I wouldn't say awful. Yeah, Gordon Hayward.
A team of LaMelo Ball. Gordon Hayward and Terry Rozier with no Bridges. How many games did they win last year? 40? Something like that? 37? What did they win last year?
They were in the play-in tournament. So
They could have won 33 games last year and been in the play-in tournament. I mean, it just.
Right. No, it was more than that, I think. I paid very little attention to the Hornets.
You need that team to go over 500. That's all I'm saying. They need that team to go over 500. Yeah. And they're depending on how you feel about ranking their players, basically their best player is probably not playing next year now and will probably be in jail, but we'll see how everything shakes out. So like, that's tough. If you want to bet him most improved, that's another one where this market opens and then one of the players on Charlotte's now probably not playing next year. So like, now Ball's less value. But you think anybody's paying attention to most improved right now? No one on earth is paying attention to this market right now.
No one is.
And
I mean,
better or bookmaker, no one cares. And it's like, well, okay, cool. If no one cares, maybe we get to make a couple really fun bets that cash next spring. Like, I'm just saying.
Yes.
Okay. So Ball, I think, so we both want to kick out Ball, right? Based on everything we just said, I want to kick him out.
Yeah. I was considering it before, but I forgot about the Miles Bridges thing, and that's going to put them in a really bad spot. They won't be as good. So, they did win, by the way. They were 43-39 last year. So that's
my only thing. So they were over 500, had a winning record. That's important. Yeah.
Remember, the East was a lot better. I mean, the Hornets ended up in the 10 spot when it was all said and done, and they won 43 games. So the East
was
certainly
more
competitive.
He was also a really high draft pick who's going to now start.
Yep.
So, like, it does make sense. I will say it does make sense. And he's a huge name. Like, he's a huge name already. So, like,
that helps.
I know I'm being a little dismissive because I think they're going to be bad. But, like, if you, again, it's kind of like Brunson and Barrett. If you think they're good, like if you think Charlotte's going to go over whatever win total they post, you got to bet Ball to be most improved player. It's like a one-to-one correlation. They're never going over 500 without him being awesome next year if Bridges doesn't play. So like, again, it's kind of like another way to show, to sort of basically like register your support of a team in the market other than getting minus 110 on a win total bet. Here's what is Ball at 16, 18 to 1? What is he to win most improved player?
16 to 1.
And I'll also say this. I like him more than Brunson and Barrett and Okongwu.
Absolutely. 100%. I agree with you there.
My
two favorites are the ones
like
you named
before them.
Anthony Edwards and LaMelo Ball make the most sense out of the five names that we've got on this list here so far.
I think there's a few more.
Nobody else is looking at this. We are, and this is going to help a lot of people make some money off things that nobody was even thinking about right now. God, we are nerds. We're figuring out who's winning most improved player on You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.